This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Because Sheikh Omar cannot copy this. Enough that he stole my vest, you know, style, calling it his right now. He's trying to take my office and my parking spot. I'm not going to allow him to steal this style right now. He's not here, that's why I can speak freely, inshallah ta'ala. But with all honesty, alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful, you know, kind of like a conversation we had together every single year, alhamdulillah, rabbi ameen. I know some people thought it was serious, but no, it's not. We're just joking with each other. And that's halal joke, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tayyib, bismillah. So going into the topic of tonight, inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll be listening to the recitation of Surah Hud. Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet said about it, قال شيبتني هود وأخواتها. Like just the themes and the topics of Surah Hud and the similar surahs of Hud just brought gray hair in my head, which means it's making me age faster and quicker. Why? Because of the themes, how severe they are, subhanAllah. And one of those topics we'll be listening to most of the recitation about the story of Nuh alayhi salam. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests whomever He wills in whichever He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He wills. And Nuh alayhi salam, one of those examples that we need to look into. If anyone deserved to be spared the trials and the pain and the hardships for the service they've done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would be someone like Nuh alayhi salam. How long did Nuh alayhi salam serve his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in the field of da'wah? How many years? 950 years, a millennium. An entire 1,000 years almost, you could say. This is just da'wah. I mean, for you, if someone speaks to you for 5 minutes, it's like, oh my God. He's been giving da'wah to his people for 1,000 years almost. Day and night. And then Allah subhanahu wa told him what? Don't worry about them. Because no one's going to believe more than what those who believed already. Whatever you're going to do, no more is going to believe. That's when Nuh alayhi salam made the dua. He says, Ya Rabbi, if this is the case, just finish them. He regret that dua though. But what was his trial, his biggest trial, subhanAllah? His biggest trial is a trial of many of the anbiya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, which is something all of us here today, we dread, we fear to be subject to such a trial like this one. What is that trial? To be tested in what? With whom? Your family, those whom you love the most. Look at Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Nuh alayhi salam to be one of the top five ulul azmi min al-rusul, the best of the messengers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the world. But then, what did he say about his family? His wife was mentioned in the Quran as an example of what? Of kufr, disbelief. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ. An example of kufr, the wife of Nuh. And his son was mentioned Surah Hud right now in this conversation. In the last moment, to the last moment, can you imagine? You keep giving da'wah to your family, to your loved ones, and you fear for them, you know, fear about them. And then to the last minute, they slip away from your hand. Here in this conversation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي فِيهِمْ بِمَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. That the ark is traveling on the sea, surface of the water. And he described the surfs, he described the waves as mountains. I mean, I want you just to imagine that sight. How scary that sight could be. Wallahi, it is so, just thinking about it. That ark is traveling between these mountains of water. It's so scary. And then he cites his son. He starts calling him, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعْنَا. My son, come. Come. His son tells him, قَالَ سَاوِي لَجَبْرٍ يَعْصِيمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Don't worry about me, I'm fine. I'll climb the mountain and I'll be okay. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That nothing is going to save you today. Just jump with us. Come with us. Can you imagine the arrogance his son, the arrogance he had? To this moment, he sees destruction. He sees water coming from all over the place. He sees that what they were laughing at his father about, building the ark in the middle of nowhere, when there was no water nearby. He sees that everything is now materializing in his own with his own eyes. And he still with his arrogance insists not to believe. And he says, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. How many parents today can relate to that, Jamal? How many parents can relate to that? How many young ones can relate to that with their parents? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever He wills. Sometimes in the family you find, mashallah, the parents, alhamdulillah, they're righteous. And they've been tried and tested with a child who's disobedient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this, ya Rabbil Alameen. Sometimes the kids who are, mashallah, well-guided, and they will be tested with parents who will be disobedient, mocking them and laughing at them and all the stuff and so on. It's one of the most difficult tests to deal with. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with those whom you love the most, no matter how much you try, if they don't want guidance, it's hard. It's difficult. And Nuh alayhi salam was tested with this, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the sight as his son was climbing the mountains. قَالْ وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ. Those big surfs and big, you know, waves kind of separate between them. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And he watched his son with his eyes drowning. How painful could that be, ya jama'ah? The pain that Nuh alayhi salam had to endure in a moment like this. When he knew that his son is not going to believe anyway, because Allah said so. Allah told him, no one is going to believe after those who believed in you. So don't worry about him. It's over. But he still had hope to the last minute. He's a father after all. He's a father and had that compassion to the last minute about his son, subhanAllah. It didn't end there. And Allah subhanAllah spoke about how the water subsided and disappeared, and the ark, you know, landed on the mountain and so on. And then Nuh alayhi salam, the first thing he asked Allah azza wa jalla is what? Qala Rabbi, my Lord, my son, innamni min ahli. He's my family. Wa anna wa'daka al-haq. You promised me, and your promise is true, that you will save my family. So he's my son. Could you please bring him back to me? As if he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, you know, where's my son? You promised me that he's going to be okay because he's my family. So even in that moment, seeing him drowning in front of his eyes, he still thought that, you know what? No, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay because Allah promised. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salam, he says, قَالَ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Don't count him of your family. No, he's not. Your family is the family of faith. That's what he's telling him. That's the priority, not the blood ties anymore. He's not. He says, إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. He is not of the good deeds that you leave behind. He did not do well, which means don't count him as your family. As you can see, unfortunately, in a moment like this, what do parents have to say? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, it's over. Don't ask me about him anymore. So Nuh alayhi salam had to take it in and move on. One of the greatest difficult tests that you have to deal with, and we deal with your loved ones. Look at the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, all his life he wished for what? A child. To have a child. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him that child. And in old age, the ulama, they say, was in his 60s probably he had his first child, Ismail. So he got his child. So happy, so excited. What came next to Ibrahim alayhi salam? That child of yours that you love the most, I want you to take him and his mom and put him in the desert. Somewhere there down in the south when there's nobody around him. In a valley that is dead completely. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam say in that moment? Sami'na wa ata'na. No question asked. Because he trusts Allah's judgment. He knows Allah subhanahu has a better judgment for them. A better situation for them. So he takes his son and his wife. And I want you to imagine the journey. He's traveling from Palestine all the way down south into Mecca. In the desert on the back of a camel. Going all the way down there, it takes how many days? A month probably to travel there. Through that, all that month, what is going through his mind, ya jama'ah? The separation that's going to happen afterwards. So he had through all this month to be tortured emotionally probably, thinking about this moment when he's going to leave his child behind. So he's cherishing probably every moment he could on that journey. And when they arrived into the land of Mecca, he left his wife, he left his child, and he's about to leave. His wife is calling him, Ya Ibrahim, where are you leaving us? Like, what is this? There's nothing here. No water, no food, no people, nothing. Is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to leave us? He said, Allahumma na'am. Indeed, that's the place he told me to leave you. She said to him, go ahead then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us. That's what you call true submission. True tawakkul and true dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah brought an entire nation to them and live around them to create the settlement of Mecca that we visit today, alhamdulillah rabbi, for Hajj and Umrah. But the test of Ibrahim didn't end there. He kept coming back and forth to check on his son. And today, alhamdulillah, it's easy for us to travel that distance, Jumaat. It's a few hours, you're there. But back then, he keeps going, you know, those weeks and months. Until his son, as Allah described in the Quran, بَلَغَ مَعْهُ السَّعِي, became young, mashallah, and strong enough to hold the task of rebuilding the Kaaba. So they rebuild the Kaaba. And after they finish the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned for them, what is the assignment that came to Ibrahim after that? The reward for finishing the task. What was for Ibrahim alayhi salam? That son of yours that you love the most, I want you to sacrifice him for me. And Ibrahim is just like, subhanahu, from a test to another test to another test, and now Allahu Akbar. This is the greatest test, and that's what Allah called in the Quran, Al-Bala Al-Mubin. This is the greatest test. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, after 3 nights, not thinking, not probably realizing if it's from Allah or otherwise, eventually he realized this is it. That's the test from Allah. So he comes to his son. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنَّ أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Look, I've been seeing in my dreams that I'm sacrificing you. What do we do? His son, mashallah, the tarbiyah of his mom to be obedient to his father, the Nabi, the Abu al-Anbiya, the father of all the prophets, he said to her, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. If that's from Allah, do it. سَتَجِدُ إِنْشَاءَ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. I'll be patient. I'll take it. And then when they both came, as Allah described in the Quran, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, when they both submitted themselves to me, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, and he pulled his forehead for the sacrifice. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Ibrahim alayhi salam the alternative. And he says, this is it. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You believed. And you fulfilled the obligation. You passed the test. And that was the last test Ibrahim had to go through. Look at Ya'qub alayhi salam. Who was most beloved to him in this life, Jama'ah? His son Yusuf. Where his test came from? The one he loved the most. So I just want you to understand, if you love something so dearly, be careful. This could be your test, your biggest test. Sometimes you're not going to be tested with something that you would regret or be maybe remorseful for or cry about. Rather, Allah will test you with this thing that you love the most. How much are you willing to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that? Or are you grateful enough for the ni'mah that Allah bestowed upon you of having, alhamdulillah, that you're a spouse with whom you have good relationship? Children who are comfort to your eyes and your hearts. Parents who, mashallah, make dua for you and not causing you any issues. You know, life that is, mashallah, so easy for you. This could be your biggest trial. The life that you love the most, that ease that you have in your life, this could be your biggest test. It doesn't have to be something harsh or hard or difficult to be a test. It could be something so easy and so beautiful. And your biggest test in that will be, are you grateful enough? You have two things to work on in this Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Patience and gratitude. Patience and gratitude. Therefore, work on this. For the things that you face and they are difficult, exercise patience. For the things that you see, alhamdulillah, with ease, exercise gratitude. And make sure whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at you, you're between these two conditions. Whether you're patient for something that you're going through and it's difficult and hard, or alhamdulillah, you're in constant appreciation and gratitude for the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us afiyah in this dunya and in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spare us the test of the dunya and the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our life easy for us in the dunya and in the akhirah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to test us with whom we love the most, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe from any of these trials, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our loved ones comfort of our eyes and the hearts in this dunya and in the akhirah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting, accept our qiyam, accept our dua, accept our charities, accept our dhikr, we accept our recitation of the Quran, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it heavy for us in the scale, ya Rabbil Alameen. And the way we gather in this place, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us all together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, ala surur mutaqabaleen, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salihin, walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.